Before we get into this week's episode, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channels, 4Blocks56 and NBA 4Blocks. There is a space between the NBA and 4Blocks. And make sure you go subscribe to our, as in me and Brian's, YouTube channel, The Vendettas. It is a vlog channel. And make sure you go follow my Instagram at 4Blocks56YT. And make sure you go follow my Twitter at 4Blocks56, all capitals. And make sure you go follow my TikTok at 4Blocks56 and my Twitch, 4Blocks56, all capitals. And by the way, all the letters in 4Blocks56YT are lowercase. So make sure you go subscribe and follow me, and let's get started. Welcome to the 4Blocks NFL podcast. I am here with my friend, obviously, Brian or the Baker Plays. Make sure you go follow him on social media and subscribe to his YouTube channels, along with our, plus one of our friends' YouTube channel. That I said earlier in the podcast.
Subscribe to Search He's One, the Baker Plays, and 4Blocks, FLK 4Blocks 56 on YouTube.
It's just 4Blocks now.
Okay.
And plus it's Sir Cheese, but not the one. But subscribe to Sir Cheese!
Okay. Recap time.
So, of course, as you know, we're always late to one prediction. So we're going to do a recap again, and then we're going to do our predictions for this week, week 8. First, let's talk about the primetime games. Actually, no, not the primetime games. Let's talk about our team's games. First, the Steelers.
That was a nail biter. But
yeah,
I knew the Steelers would clutch up, dude. I was watching that. I'm like, oh my god, this is so close. And then he missed the field goal. I was like, thank the Lord that they missed that.
So yeah, you almost blew a lead.
Yeah, that was close. I was like, oh my god, are we gonna blow this?
Yeah. Speaking of blowing leads, the Falcons.
Oh god.
The chokers.
You know what they
the need? Chokers. You know this is know? This should be what they do on Sundays.
Oh, you know what the Falcons need most?
Huh?
You know what the Falcons need most?
The what? I can't hear you.
You know what the Falcons need the most?
What was it? What is it? The what?
The season to end.
Well, that's what the Jets need as well.
Yeah,
Speaking of the Jets.
I was kind of scared the Steelers were going to blow out there. I was like,
Speaking of the Jets, they blew a 10-3 lead. Six field goals. No touchdowns.
Dude.
Six field goals.
Yeah, crazy. The kicker popped off. Dude, also the Bengals-Browns game. Both times they played, it's been a crazy matchup.
And the Browns have won both times.
Did you see that crazy touchdown at the end?
I didn't, but I've heard about it.
Baker Mayfield clutched up.
Look, just watch. He's going to perform horribly. This week.
Like Ryan Fitzpatrick. Baker Mayfield is like Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah. But except worse.
Yeah.
Except he's younger and worse.
But the thing is, I feel like he's kind of overhated. Like, aren't they like 5-2, right?
Yeah.
So if he's leading his team to 5-2, and plus probably the best division in the league, basically.
The best division in the AFC, I'll say that.
What's the best division in the NFC?
The NFC West.
Honestly,
which is the best division in the league.
The AFC rules the NFL.
Yeah. The NFC West is the NFC best. The NFC East is the NFC least. That's how you remember them. NFC West, NFC best. NFC East, NFC least.
All right. That's pretty much it for me. That's the games that I was shocked by.
Okay. Let's go to the game that shocked us the most.
That
and
was
I
my
think
game that
we
shocked me the most.
Yeah, there are two candidates. They're the 49ers and the Patriots,
oh, actually, I'm done.
which is like semi. But then there's the Cowboys in Washington, the Washington Reds. Go! I keep messing it up. Washington, just Washington. I'm not even gonna say the name. Just Washington.
No, this is probably the toughest choice I've had.
But they lost 25-3, and plus, Mr. Andy Dalton got hurt.
There's three
so
games.
Now you got Dak Prescott and Andy Dalton hurt in less than 3 weeks.
I was scared. I was shocked
actually in 3 weeks.
By the Cardinals game, the Lions game, and the Giants game.
Oh yeah.
There's so many memes about the Giants game, like Daniel Jones tripping.
Yeah, Daniel Jones tripping. Like, he
but
could
Daniel
go. Oh, the. Oh, my God, he tripped.
I know you're not going to believe this, but when Danny Dimes was, like, still running, that was actually, like, a real. He was, like, running, like, really fast. Like, they like, tracked it. And it was, like, top, like, 50.
He was almost as fast as freaking Tyreek Hill.
But I was surprised by the Cardinals game, too. There's a lot of memes about that, too. This is a very meme-y week.
Okay. The Bucks. The Bucks just. Whoo, they handed the Raiders something.
Yeah.
So did the Cardinals. The Cardinals. This was like the week of shocking scores and either hustle plays or tripping plays.
Yeah.
Because DK Metcalf, look at that. Like, he literally caught him from when he was accelerating. Like, he was at the 50. DK Metcalf was around, like, the line of scrimmage. I wouldn't say, like, that big, but you get what I'm saying? And then he just ran across the field. He was like, I'm going to get a pick six. Look at me. Boom.
And then, yeah.
Knocked off his feet. Like, just decked. Like, boom.
All right.
Boom, boom,
all right.
Boom.
Shall we move on to week 8? Or do you have another game?
Okay, that was my sister. Okay, let's go to week 8.
Alrighty.
First,
we have the Falcons and the Panthers.
Which is playing later today.
Yeah.
We all know who's going to win this. It's the Panthers.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you the.
23-17.
No, I'm going to tell you they're going to go up by. They're going to go 16-0. Then the Panthers are going to win 70-16 on a touchdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be 23-17 Panthers.
Yeah. The hold on. The Panthers. Hold on. The Panthers. Choke. Choke. The Falcons. like the Panthers. Choke. Choke.
Yeah,
the Panthers. Choke.
The
Falcons.
Okay. Okay, I think we get it.
Yeah, we get
right,
it. We get
anyways,
it. Yay!
And the Packers, we all know who's going to win this one. Packers, I'm saying 31-10. Packers.
71-10?
I said
31. Oh, 31
it might
to
be
10.
71-10 for the Jets game. You good?
I'm good. I'm good. It was my sister.
All right.
Next. Oh, I forgot. I would say like around that. I would say like a 35 minus 3.
We got the
just kidding. 35 to nothing.
Versus the Bengals.
Titans are gonna win. Blow up. Boom. Boom. Bam.
Titans take a dub. 21-7.
I'd say 28-10-3. 28-3.
All right.
Boom. We're gonna skip that game.
And the Lions.
Colts and Lions, okay. We all know who's gonna come out on top. It's most likely going to be the Colts.
Honestly?
Did the Colts play last week?
I have no clue. I'm gonna
Hold
go
on.
check.
I'm checking. No, they didn't play. I guess they had a bye week. So
Well,
they had
let's
a bye
see. The
week.
Colts are currently 4-2.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's the
I'm
Colts.
still they're still gonna win this
The
game.
Bengals have been playing really good, but the Colts are just the better team.
Yeah.
I mean, the Lions have been playing pretty good.
The Colts are just a better overall team, okay?
Yeah, actually. I'm thinking
Ow.
21-17 Colts.
Yeah, I'm saying around there. I'm saying like a 25 to 22 Colts. Whatever.
All right, so skip the Steelers and the Ravens, and then we got the LA Rams and the Dolphins.
This is Tua Tagovailoa's first start. And he gets to play against Aaron Donald. Congratulations, Tua. This is your entrance into the league. 7 sacks on you.
7 sacks. Oh,
seven
God.
Sacks from Aaron Donald alone. And maybe more from the rest of the team. Congratulations. You have now entered the NFL.
You know, the Dolphins are playing horrible, but the Rams are better.
They play in the NFC best. Let's just leave it at that.
I'm going to say 28-17 Rams.
I'm gonna say 20. I'm gonna say 17 to 6.
All right.
As Tua gets sacked like a million times.
Did you know who's so overrated?
Who?
Oh, what's his name again?
Who's so overrated?
The rookie defensive end on the Redskins.
You mean Chase? You mean Chase Young?
Trace Young?
You said the rookie defensive end on the Redskins. That's
his name isn't Trace.
I said Chase.
Oh, okay, Chase. Yeah, he's overrated.
Yeah, like what has he done other than that one game against Philly? Yes, done nothing.
The Bills are literally gonna pummel the Pats.
Pummel the Pats, 21-0, bam, boom, bow.
31-7.
This is gonna pummel the Pats, 21-0, bam, boom, pow, bam.
All right. Anyways, Raiders and Browns.
Okay, as I was saying, Baker Mayfield's gonna perform horrible. So Raiders, get your free win, get your free money, get your free cash.
I'm thinking Browns win 31-30.
I'm saying they win 35-28. I know. Not very stretched between our two predictions.
All right. Hold up.
Next is the Chargers and Broncos. It's Justin Herbert versus Drew Lock.
All right.
We all know what's going to happen. Justin Herbert's going to play like a pro and just boom, like just roll his way through this game.
Matchup. But, yeah, I think the Chargers
are. And, yeah.
28-24.
I'm going to say 22-20. Going to be close, but not quite.
All right, next up, we got the Saints and the Bears.
Saints?
The Saints aren't doing that great this season.
Yeah, they're not doing so much.
They're probably going to do okay. Oh, never mind. They're actually 4-2. I thought they were, like, 2-2. I think that was week 4. I think the Saints are going to take the dub, but I'm expecting it to be a close game, 35-31.
Okay, call me crazy, call me absolutely insane, but I think the Bears pull it off, overtime win, 27-24, bam.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they do. Alrighty, next up we got the rivalry game.
We got
the
49ers
at Seahawks.
We know who's gonna win, so let's just move on.
No, I'm thinking Seahawks, but the 49ers aren't doing great, but they have such a big rivalry that the 49ers, like Jimmy Garoppolo, is gonna play like Patrick Mahomes in that Rams game. Like Jimmy Garoppolo is just gonna pop off. It's not gonna be enough. But I'm thinking 45-42 overtime win for the Seahawks.
I'll say something close. I'll say something close to that. I'll say 42-29. I know it's not really close, but you know what? Next, we got the 8-8. Wait, no, they're not the 8-8 team. They're the 2-14 team now.
Second place.
Sorry. I meant the Cowgirls.
No, the CD Lamb team.
No, they're the Cowgirls.
All right.
They just called them the Cowgirls.
They're both, like, the worst almost division leaders in the league. Like,
the Philadelphia Eagles are actually leading.
-30 to -35.
Negative a million to -3 trillion Eagles.
All right, but actually, I think the Eagles are going to win 2-0.
Okay. I think they're going to win 3-3 to minus infinity.
Yeah, the Cowboys are going to win 15-7.
Okay, in all honesty, I think the Eagles are going to pull it out in the gulag and win.
Yeah,
I think 35-0. Yeah. Just kidding, 35-0. Let's stop. Okay, now Monday night. Seems like Tom Brady's going back to New York, but not for the Jets this season. No. He's going to MetLife to play the Giants.
Dude, the Giants are better than the Jets. Rip.
Yeah, rip. Right, they're still going to lose.
Giants. Giants. I'm thinking Bucks take a dub 21-7.
No, they're taking a dub way easier than that. 42-14. Calling it right now. Blowout.
All right. Anyways, now our favorite.
Now let's move on to the Steelers and Ravens. Now, you know me. I haven't said this, but Lamar Jackson is my favorite player in the league. I've loved him as a player, not like that, but I've loved him as a player in college. I loved him as a player when he won MVP. I was rooting for him to win MVP, and I still like any game that the Ravens play. I want them to win. Okay, I'm a Jets fan, but I'm like a 3/4 Ravens fan, 1/4 Lamar Jackson fan.
Honestly, I'm thinking, you know, for fantasy this year, Lamar has kind of been a bust. For fantasy.
I know,
not in the league, but for fantasy, of course, he's a former MVP, so they're going to do amazing. They're obviously going to probably get to, like, the divisional championship or the division.
I'm not saying that Lamar has to perform out of his mind. I'm just saying Lamar has to perform well enough.
Like, honestly, you're a Ravens fan, I'm a Steelers fan, so we're both going to have our biases. I'm thinking 35-32 Steelers.
I'm saying 24-21 Ravens, boom, bow. Just because they lost one game, it was against the Chiefs. Like, who's going to win against the Chiefs unless you're the Raiders? Like, who's going to win against the Chiefs?
Yeah. Sure.
Speaking of the Chiefs, oh, God.
We got the...
Oh, God.
Yo.
we got the best game of the year.
Oh, my God. It's going to be, like, first time. I think the Jets are going to win 72-0.
No, the Jets are going to win infinity to minus infinity.
Honestly, the Chiefs are going to win 64-7.
The Jets are lucky to get 1 point. Okay. Not even just... I'm predicting 49-0.
I was thinking that in my mind.
That's my actual prediction.
Yeah, I'm thinking 49-3. That's my
okay. But my actual prediction is actually going to be 29-0. Close, but you added 3 points.
I'm thinking 40.
I'm just going to go. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.